Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Legionary, Viper of the North by Gordon Doherty, narrated by Adrian Hobart.
Mithras, God of the Midnight, here where the great bull dies, look on thy children in darkness, O take our sacrifice. Many roads thou hast fashioned, all of them lead to the light. Mithras, also a soldier, teach us to die aright. A Song to Mithras, Rudyard Kipling. Prologue, Constantinople, Summer, 352 AD. On the northern lip of Constantinople, just a stone's throw east of the Prosphorian harbour, the midday heat baked a secluded wharf. A small party of legionaries from the wall garrison stood there, gazing across the shimmering waters of the Golden Horn to the northern headland. Behind them, the sea walls hid them from the grandeur and bustle of the great city, with only an occasional muffled roar from the hippodrome echoing onto the dock. Optio Traianus shuffled in discomfort. Sweat trickled down his back underneath his scale vest, and the salty sea air did little to quash his nagging thirst. His hooked nose wrinkled, and he shielded his eyes from the sun's glare as he scanned the waters once more. Only trade vessels and fishing boats dotted the placid surface, while the galleys of the imperial fleet lay docked nearby and unaware of what was to take place on this wharf. He shuffled again, one foot tapping restlessly.
"He'll come," Centurion Valgus muttered.
Traianus looked to his superior and frowned. The aging, white-haired centurion's craggy face was curled into a baleful grin, and his hand seemed over-eager to rest by his scabbard. He darted a glance around him to see that the other eight legionaries wore the same looks. Then he noticed something on the battlements of the sea walls, a gleaming conical helmet with the distinctive nose guard of a Sagittarius. Then another, and another.
"Archers too, sir, to oversee an exchange of prisoners?" he asked Valgus.
"This may seem a little heavy-handed to our visitor."
"Then you do not know the true measure of the man who comes here today, Optio." Valgus turned to him, his eyes sparkling. "You know why they call him the Viper?"
Traianus rubbed his narrow jaw. Eudex Anzo the Tavingi Goths, a ruthless warlord hailed by his followers as the Viper. As the number of previously disparate Gothic tribes pledging allegiance to the Viper's banner grew.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?